Could I have egg, sausage, chips and beans and a tea?
Listen.
What?
Well, this has got ham on it. I ordered.
That's what you ordered,
mate. You ordered tomatoes as well. Is this your milk,
Rick? Yeah. Can I drink it?
Let's no.
Right.
I wouldn't argue
to
you. You can have a sip.
Thanks, man.
What? Do you think
Pete,
it looks
when's
bad?
The shop open? Yeah.
Take over. We do rely on it a lot. I mean, we couldn't do what we do as we do it without it. We could still do a good entertaining musical show, I suppose, without it. But all those things are down to how you control them and whether you're controlling them and not the other way around.
And it's a danger that we could become slaves of all our equipment. And in the past, we have been. But what we're trying to do is to sort it all out so that we're not.
It's just a question of using the tools that are available when they're available. And more now, there's all kinds of electronic goodies which are available for people like us to use, if we can be bothered. And we can be bothered.
I mean, it's all extensions of what's coming out of our heads. I mean, you've got to remember that you've got to have it inside your head to be able to get it out at all anyway. And the equipment isn't actually thinking of what to do any of the time. It couldn't control itself.
Can I put this down? It's just on the... It's just on the first note.
Hang on, say that again.
Can I put this down?
Just a second, we're just... We've still got finishing.
The other track.
Okay.
Stay cool.
Interesting to see exactly what four people could do if just given the equipment who didn't know anything about it really and just told them to get on with it and do something. Be an interesting experiment. I think we'd come off better.
It's like saying give a man a Les Paul guitar and he becomes Eric Clapton, you know? And it's not true. And give a man an amplifier and a synthesizer and he doesn't become whoever, either. He doesn't become us.
Thank you.
will.